Democratic state lawmakers want Connecticut to join a group of states that have agreed to pool their electoral college votes for the winner of the popular vote in a presidential election. A state legislative committee heard testimony on bills supporting that move on Wednesday. WSHU's Ebongudama reports.
The Democrats, including State Senate President Martin Looney of New Haven, argue that Connecticut needs to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. That's because for the second time in 16 years, a candidate has won the U.S. presidency without winning the popular vote. Looney says voters support getting rid of the Electoral College.
A range of national polls show that more than 70% support for a nationwide popular vote for president. In Connecticut, two recent polls showed 73 and 74% support, respectively.
But Republicans, including Representative Rob Sampson of Walcott, say a small state like Connecticut might not benefit from such a move.
Now you're going to have states and parts of the geography of the country receiving attention purely because they're highly populated areas.
Most Republicans are backing a bill that endorses the current Electoral College system. Since 2006, 11 states, including Connecticut's neighbors, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, have signed on to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Ebongudama, WSHU News.